This is the fourth episode of Urban Whispers, and today we're talking about the Stanley Hotel.
With our special guest.
Hi guys, I'm Jace.
Yeah, it's Jace.
I have like four radio shows, I feel like, so it's pretty cool to be on a podcast. That's actually how one of my favorite shows was created.
Yeah, so today we got, like I said, the Stanley Hotel, and... Well, first, it's located near Estes Park, or Estes Valley, and actually, that's where the Estes Method was created, which we talked about in a previous episode.
But we're going to talk about it again, because Jace doesn't know what it is.
Oh, I am very new to the ghost hunting stuff.
Okay, so, the Estes Method, basically...
Hold on, quick question. Do you know what sensory deprivation is?
No.
So they take away your senses, your sight... Hearing and all that stuff.
Okay.
And so they do that to
them. It's like there's this thing called a sensory deprivation pod. It's basically this like round pod full of water. And they put like.
You could do this with a bathtub too.
Yeah. They just put like headphones on you. Like,
oh, didn't they do that in Stranger Things with Eleven?
I don't know. I've never seen it. But they.
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
Like dip you down into the
water. But they did it with pizza boxes.
But the Estes Method is kind of different. So basically, you have your spirit box, which we also talked about in a previous episode. And
do you know what that is, Jace?
It's where a spirit is in the box and you can sense their signal.
Close.
I mean, it's not Ghostbusters, but you're kind of close. It's basically a radio station box.
Electromagnetic waves.
Where it just switches.
EMW?
EMF.
But basically, you connect the spirit box to a thing of noise-canceling headphones, so you can't hear outside yourself.
Yes, so like just regular noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, just regular ones. It doesn't. They're not special. But you connect it to the spirit box, then you blindfold yourself.
Yeah.
So all you can hear is the radio going.
I always wonder, do you think it hurts their ears? Because like it's like a really loud noise just constantly.
Well, probably. It's like white noise, I would say.
I hate white noise.
Every time I get white noise, I just like try to turn on music and tune it out.
Yeah.
But that's basically the Estes Method, is that people talk outside. They're like, oh, what's your name? Like when you're trying to communicate with a ghost, people on the outside ask the questions and then you... are like
the host.
Yeah. The ghost speaks through you.
That's actually kind of sick, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how much that would work though. Does it work all the time?
Not all the time, but pretty like a lot of the time. But you also have to like tune out the radio, cuz there's sometimes you can hear like people on the radio and like music and whatnot. So you just have to make sure you don't like say that stuff.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, because you are switching through radio channels.
Yeah.
So you might catch, like, Taylor, or I don't know.
And the video that the boys did with ReKid, they kind of described it pretty well by saying, like, it's kind of like broken English.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have the static, and then you have the actual voices.
Yeah, so it's like the person that has it done to them, they talk. As if they were the ghost.
Yeah, because you're basically the ghost is using, because the person in the Estes Method who's under is basically now a tool.
Mm.
It's
you're just a tool in the cog, or a cog in the machine. I don't know what I'm saying. Never mind.
Bro.
But sometimes, like Cohen said, it's like the words that come out aren't actually words that the ghost are saying. It's just radio things. So you gotta, like, make sure to actually listen.
So sometimes they could hit him with the hum na hum na hum.
Yeah, because...
Crazy.
Was that the Elvis Presley thing?
Hum na hum na hum.
Hum na hum na hum na.
Yeah.
Because you could be like, what's your name? And it could be like a diss track. So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
That's why when you're using the Estes Method, you want to frequently ask... vague questions that don't have like a direct answer.
Yeah, I get that. So it's like, are you a boy or a girl?
Yeah, because not a lot of songs have girl. Well, actually, well, they do have
I mean,
girl,
about that one.
Maybe like boy.
Well, about that boy. One, too.
Are you a female or male, gang?
It's raining like. Men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. See? There's men twice.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Are you a dude or are you a dudette?
Dudette.
So, yeah. That's pretty sick.
Hippie ghost.
Hippie ghost.
But back to the Stanley Hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were doing with it, wasn't it?
Actually, before there was, like, any English people, the where it's located, the Stanley Hotel is located in Estes Valley. It was actually a parkland, which was only known to tribes of Ute and Arapaho.
Nice.
And then the Earl of Dunraven visited in 1872, and he coveted this, they call, a sportsman paradise of rushing streams and peaceful meadows teeming with fish and game. So, basically...
What kind of game? Fortnite?
Hunting.
No, I was kidding. I know.
Deer hunting simulator. Okay. That's
just making
kind of
sure
game.
You seem like the kind simulator. Of person not to know.
Yeah, Earl of, the Earl of Dunraven was looking for deer hunting simulator.
Yeah,
there's just like an arcade system out in the woods.
Hey, it's deer hunting.
The Native Americans are just hitting up the arcade.
Yeah, man.
Anybody got a coin?
No,
but as one English person would do, he sought to keep the valley to himself as a private hunting reserve.
Well, so, yeah, that makes sense. That's what English people do.
But basically, yep. But as more and more American settlers were drawn by its natural beauty, he realized that this dream could never be a reality. So he stole it from the Native Americans, was like, I got this all to myself. And then other Americans were like, hey, this place is pretty freaking cool. I want to stay here. He was like, oh, man.
He said, bam, build a hotel on that fool.
And actually, the story of the Stanley Hotel didn't begin until 1903.
Wow.
That was like...
So what state is this located in?
124 years ago. 121 years ago.
I am not too sure.
Because senior trip, hear me out. Well, it would not be your senior trip.
So graduated. It's,
but me and Noah can go.
It's
and we
in
can
Colorado.
Colorado? Bet. You know, that's one of the most beautiful states I've heard.
It's only an hour away from Denver.
I haven't heard anything about Colorado.
It's very green.
Yeah, it's very mountains.
Oh, that is probably pretty beautiful then.
Yeah, it's very mountainous.
Because there's not a lot of factories.
I made that word up,
stuff.
But it's okay.
I mean, there's downtown Colorado, which is just like the cities.
Yeah.
The more you get near the mountains, the more green it gets.
Yeah, it's my mom's been there a few times. She said it's pretty cool. So, I would love to actually go to like a bunch of scary places, like an asylum,
mm-hmm.
all that kind
there's
of stuff.
There's the
I would be down, but maybe not nighttime. A, because I want to
like
sleep.
Best place. What's the one asylum here?
Oh, the Indiana State Sanitarium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not an asylum. It's a sanitarium, but those are basically, they're not the same, but they're pretty similar.
Nuh-uh.
You are so difficult, son.
Yeah, that Dad, place
is that
actually kind of mysterious because nothing's like, it wasn't destroyed. Nothing was, like, burned. It just looked like everybody just disappeared one day.
Yeah.
Which is pretty weird. But anyway, back to the hotel.
Okay.
It actually, so like I said, it starts in 1903 when Freeland Oscar Stanley arrived in the valley. He was actually sick. He was weak, and he was underweight from symptoms of consumption. And to his amazement, just one season there was actually enough to restore his health to better than before. So I guess he just needed to touch some grass.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy that you'd make
that joke. It's always back to touching grass, bro.
Listen, maybe...
Lesson of the day, touch grass.
Touch
maybe grass is the immortal soil.
Is that why Earth, the Earth gang or whatever in Avatar, didn't they live or...
Oh, yeah, like King Bumi. He lived, like, till 100, and he's still kicking.
Good for him, man.
Are those spoilers?
I don't know.
Probably,
maybe.
But it's okay.
It's Avatar The Last Airbender. It's, like, 20 years old.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now, you probably just won't see it.
Yeah, but so basically he was so happy that he vowed to return each summer for the rest of his life.
I don't know why, but when you said so happy, I thought you were going to say he died from happiness.
Overjoyed.
He was so happy he didn't even build the hotel.
He was so happy the hotel didn't get built. He just kind of died.
Yeah.
But basically.
And they decided, you know what? We're going to make his body into a hotel.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think that's possible. But
yeah, not like that. Oh, I meant like on top of. Never mind.
Whoa, wait. Hey.
Like they put the hotel on top of his body, you know?
I don't know if they did.
Never mind. Anyway,
however, he and his wife Flora were used to the sophistication of East Coast society. So while they liked the little community of Estes Park, it also offered little to stimulate and challenge the multi-talented genius of Stanley. So together they resolved to build a beautiful grand hotel. The Stanley Hotel. And when the Stanley Hotel opened in 1909, who pulled up in stylish Stanley-designed steam cars were astonished at what they saw. Also, kind of ironic that Stanley's Hotel... So, Stanley built the Stanley Hotel, and the first guest arrived in a Stanley steam car.
Maybe his name was Stanley. Did I say Stanley? I meant Stanley. So the maker of the hotel was Stanley, and the first person... hold on. The hotel's name is Stanley because it was made by Stanley, and so the first guy pulled up in a Stanley car. That guest was name was Stanley. His son's name was Stanley Jr., and all their last names was Stanley. That's not true. I just made half that up.
Stanley Yelnats.
Who?
Holes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, basically, you have the valley. So, there... And it's a valley, so there's probably mountains around everywhere.
Yeah.
And apparently it's quoted that it's surrounded by the rustic haunts of the hunter and homesteader. Was an edifice that withstood comparison to the posh hotels back east. So it had electric lights, telephones, en-suite bathrooms, a staff of uniformed servants, and a fleet of automobiles were at their disposal.
So they were rich, rich.
Too rich.
How much money did Stanley have?
Too much.
I'm going to look up his net worth. What's his last name?
Stanley.
Wait, what?
His name isn't Stanley. His last name is Stanley.
So what's his first name?
Stanley or...
No, his last name is Stanley, but we don't know his first name.
No, his name is Freeland Oscar Stanley.
How do I spell that? Oh my gosh, the first thing is net worth. Photographic plate industry.
What?
That's what it says.
Oh no, he invented it.
Oh.
He invented photographing dry plate processing. Whatever that means.
Crazy.
He built a steam-powered car.
So the guests rode in his car that he made.
Yep.
He
died at 54 due to tuberculosis in his hotel.
So I'm guessing he lived in the penthouse.
Stanley did so much to develop the burgeoning town. So he walked to this town, got sick. Well, he was already sick. He got better. And he felt so much gratitude to the town, which I guess...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, I understand that. He felt like the town actually helped him more than he helped himself.
So when he went to Colorado because of tuberculosis.
Yeah, he was sick.
Yeah.
Did you say that already?
Yeah.
Like four times, yeah.
He was not
listening.
I literally said he was sick and underweight from consumption.
Oh, he was diagnosed at 54 but died at 91.
By 1917, it was an official municipality with waterworks, a power plant, and civic organizations that were all in some way thanks to Stanley. So my guy basically rebuilt a town.
George Washington.
I wish I was a town.
That
what?
I mean, technically you are. You're a town of full of
cells.
Atoms.
And organisms, or not, yeah, organisms. Like all those tiny bugs.
All them dinobugs.
Dinobugs.
Bacteria.
Bacatarial.
Bacatarial.
And by the 1970s, the hotel's splendor had faded, actually, due to lack of care and investment. And it might have eventually have succumbed to the wrecking ball if not for a fortuitous visit by author Stephen King.
Wow.
Wow, so Stephen King saved the hotel.
That's the guy that made It.
And The Shining.
And Pet Sematary.
And a bunch of other scary things like The Mist.
No,
The Mist
actually
was not scary.
I never read it.
There's a movie. The movie's not scary. It's just
never
weird.
Watched the movie either. I just know of it.
Now, actually, he only stayed like one night, and it was enough to inspire his third major work and first hardcover bestseller, The Shining, which is because he had a nightmare about his son being chased by a fire hose.
I wish I got chased by a fire hose.
What? Are you okay today?
That would prove that ghosts are real, would it not?
I mean, maybe. But what ghost would be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to chase this kid with a fire hose?
Well, the ghost is evil, and he's trying to get me. And so he's like, fire hose, easy. That'll take him out.
Crazy.
He'll get my legs by shooting them with the water, and then he'll tie me up. It's not a fantasy. It's reality.
Dream.
It happened.
It's a dream.
It's not a dream. It happened. I remember it.
Dream.
It was
dream,
a hard
dream,
summer of dream, 1984.
Dream. Dude, don't remind me of 1984.
Is that a... The Schlatt reference?
No.
No?
I know he says things like that a lot.
It was just 1984. It was the scariest time to be alive. You know why?
Why?
Because I almost got eaten by a fire hose.
A scary fire hose. That fire hose was easily 10
foot
long. You should
have seen that thing's face.
It was so scary.
Yeah, it had Sharpie marks on it. You see, it had Sharpied on eyes.
Yeah. It was terrifying. It shot water, and the water viciously assaulted him. I was there.
What?
Ronald Reagan was elected
Ryan
president.
White.
Michael Jackson's hair catches fire.
What does this have to do with
Hong Kong returned to China.
Stuff that happened in 1984.
Miners strike.
Guys, this is a show about hauntings, not freaking the
first
the
untethered spacewalk.
Hong Kong and China.
First untethered spacewalk.
I don't care about Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan elected president.
Who?
He was the leader of India.
Gandhi. Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah, rip. You should F's just keep
chat.
All this in.
F's in chat.
I probably actually will.
Yeah. Great content.
You're welcome.
Aha. You thought this was serious? Nah, we're turning this into a comedy.
First... It was biblical. Then it was, what was the second episode?
The second episode was the bridge.
Avon Bridge.
Oh, then it was KKK. Then it was, what happened to episode three?
That was
then it was just
Conjuring House.
Like a bunch of other stuff.
That was us talking about how expensive the freaking stays were.
Oh, yeah, that too. And then now it's about everything else under the sun.
Yeah, we're slowly going insane by the guest, me.
Yeah, dang it, Jace.
The Conjuring House, like the forest. Literally,
yeah, pal.
Stay in the forest. It's literally like $400 a person.
That's sick.
I think
plus
you said
tax.
$350.
I can't remember. That was 2 weeks ago.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh.
Wait.
It was, 2 weeks
yesterday?
Ago. It might have actually been yesterday.
Oh, here's a cool theory that I remember seeing from a Sam and Colby video. It's a theory.
Fake.
It's a theory, so you can't say it's fake.
Fake.
What? So there's a theory that like all the ghosts aren't actually ghosts.
Because they're all fake.
But they're like future or past versions of yourself that you're talking to.
And on that note, crash car. Oh, I didn't work. Hang on. Why are none of these working?
Maybe they are working because I see them happening on the roadcast.
Dude, that would be so funny if we just had like a random.
Wait, hold on. Oh, crap.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, we're going to die.
No.
Was that a truck?
Oh, my gosh. Is that Ronald?
Said Ronald Reagan becoming president? What in the world?
No!
Not again.
No!
Ryan Reynolds, is that you? Oh, crap!
When's the next Deadpool
not
movie?
The truck.
Oh, man, I'd be dead.
Anyways, okay. So our scary experiences, guys.
That was pretty scary if you ask me.
Yeah.
I never knew Ryan Reynolds could be in that semi.
Dude, I didn't know Ryan Reynolds could drive a semi legally. It's probably why we got in the crash.
Whew. Sorry, guys. We just
barely escaped.
We're a bunch of children. We had to mess around a little bit.
Okay, one more. Hang on.
Wait,
let's
what's
see
this
what
this
do? One does.
Woo! Yeah, thank you. Thank you for this Oscar. I worked really hard for
it.
I almost got hit by
hard.
A car.
Yeah,
and
twice.
Almost got hit by a truck by Ryan Reynolds. Also, I saw... Okay.
Comedic timing is key.
I was about to talk about Ronald Reagan. All right, that wasn't funny. I'm not laughing.
Okay, ready?
Wait. Hey.
Aw.
Ronald Something Reagan. Is afoot. What's happening?
What is that? Is that supposed to be cricket chirping?
Yeah, after Noah hits the button, that doesn't work. The crowd goes mild.
Goes mild. What does the last one do?
Oh, shapes
I'm
and
a
colors.
Princess.
Shapes and colors. Oh,
wait,
my gosh.
What if I... That'd be funny if we started off like this. Hello. And welcome to the fourth.
Welcome to the scary podcast where we're going to talk about ghost killing people.
I seriously think we should just do an episode of just yapping and you get more information because there's no way we are going to carry this for 45 minutes.
But we are.
Okay, hold on. Scary experiences. That was perfect. Oh my gosh.
Why do you sound like Parker Plays? Do you know who that is? Oh my gosh.
Who?
I have a video of him by phone saying hi to me.
Really?
Not in person.
Oh.
All right, buddy. Anyways, scariest experiences, starting with Jace, bro.
Okay, you just illegaled me, so now I'm for life.
Number one.
Okay, right. So every time I go into my basement, pretty much is my scary experience.
Is that it?
Yeah. I want to hear you guys. I don't do a lot of scary stuff.
All right,
I watch
so
scary movies, but that's about it.
Like, a couple years ago...
I thought we were going to get Noah.
No, I want to go first.
Or is he the main character?
Does He's the main character. Armor? All right.
And on that note...
Scary story time.
Oh, crap. Not a canon event.
Not again.
Oh, this is the freaking fifth time.
Okay. Cut the car crashes. This is serious now.
One scary night.
Sorry, it just gave me that kind of vibe.
I saw a Rubik's Cube.
I still see your shadows in my room.
I've told you both about this experience, and my mom even knows about it. And she says that, like, it kind of, like, the end part did happen. So, it was really late one night, and, I was not good at cleaning my room at all. Still am not. And my closet was full to the point I couldn't close the door. And so all of a sudden I was like fast asleep and I felt like I just got shook and awake, which is crazy because I'm a deep sleeper and nobody's ever shaken me awake before. But it felt like somebody just like hardcore pushed on my back and there was nobody else in the room and my door was like my door to my room was closed. And like I opened my eyes and my closet door slammed shut like real fast. I ran out of the room to my mom.
Wait, how old were you at this time?
Like 14 or something. 14, 13.
That's got to be pretty freaking scary. Now, I've never encountered anything like...
Continue.
It's going to be stuck there because I was talking. Oh, well. Anyway, so I've never encountered anything like physical like you have, Cohen. But I've seen and heard things.
Me too.
Are you schizo?
Sometimes I think I am.
I'm not a medium. But like...
Good one.
But like I have this... Or I've been shown this old photo back of my uncle when he was like a baby. So this is back in maybe like the 70s. Oh, he's not alive.
Oh.
My uncle's dead.
Oh, rest in peace, Uncle.
R.I.P.
What was
uncle.
His name?
David.
Rest in peace, Uncle David. What a G. But, he definitely fought Goliath.
Bro, what?
David and Goliath?
Yeah, I know, but that's crazy.
But there was a picture of him. So this is back in their old house. So like a 70s, 60s or 70s house. Yeah. So it's brick. And they also have a box TV. So he's a baby. And he's sitting in his booster seat, like his high chair. And behind him is the box TV.
Yeah.
Now, the box TV is off.
Yeah.
And back then, cameras had flashes to capture color.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
But you could see behind him in the box TV, which was off, like completely off, there's a face. Like a clear as day Native American-like face.
Are you able to bring this picture in?
Maybe. But
I need proof. I don't believe. I am saying
it's skeptic-ing.
Not.
I'm skeptic-ing right now.
I mean, it's in a photo.
So.
But
Photoshop.
In the 80s?
In the 80s, they could barely do that.
I said what I said.
He was a baby like in the 60s or 70s, and you're saying they have computers weren't even like a really thing back then.
Photoshop.
They were there. They were around, but it was like you had to pay like, well, it's basically $1 million now just to get one. Not really. That's
here's what I'm saying.
Baby
so,
shop.
So a guy went to the future.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This all happened.
Doesn't that make it, like, more crazy, though?
No. Because time machines are real.
But anyway, you guys are...
That's why Apple's making one so fast.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose it. Don't interrupt me again. But anyway.
All right, so how's your day going, Jace?
It's been pretty mid, if you ask me.
I will.
No, don't put me back in the car wreck. Please.
Do it!
Please!
Do it!
No!
No, I won't do it.
Okay.
He didn't do it! Ah!
Why'd you still scream?
A scream of anger.
Scream of anger. All right, what were you saying, Noah? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I won't do it again, I promise.
I will. No, Jesus is alive. What are you talking about?
God is dead. Everyone's asleep. I just can't believe I didn't see it.
All right, no, you can go now.
Basically.
Can we just get on with it already?
That's it. I'm putting you in the car crash.
No. Here comes the semi. Okay, anyways.
I got two mics now.
Oh, no, don't do
that. This one's cold. I want this one.
Jace is in the active motion of switching on mics because one is colder.
All right.
That was good on the hands. There we go.
So, anyway.
Why is this one all tangled, though? I don't like those.
You will never not be interrupted.
Guys, my story. Come on.
All right. Get on with the story.
I have multiple stories.
Okay. We're here.
Basically, now the photo was shown to me by my dad, so.
Oh,
basically, like you, but you can like see it. Like there,
that's cool.
Like it's just like this face. I don't know how to explain it, but you can see that it's definitely not supposed.
Does it look
to be
like
there.
Marilyn Monroe?
No, it looks like one of my Native American ancestors.
Oh, oh!
Is Marilyn Monroe one of your Native American ancestors?
Marilyn Monroe is not. No. Marilyn Monroe is not one of my ancestors.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking for me.
Yeah, asking for Jace.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, hey, I'm Jace.
Hey.
All right. And I've heard things before.
Like
me
too.
Like what? I don't believe you.
Like, it was years ago. It was like 7 years ago.
I don't believe you.
I have a story.
Okay, hang on. Do you ever hear, sorry for interrupting, but do you ever hear like you're someone talking and they're never there?
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't understand that, bro. It's like your brain's playing a trick on you.
It's terrifying.
No, like what happens to me is I hear someone say my name and I look around and there's nobody around.
Yeah. Exactly. Or like, hey, Or they're like, hey, come here. And you like, get up and you walk to them and you're like, what do you need? And they're like, I wasn't talking at all. And it's like, what?
I have a scarier experience.
That I'm not saying that was scary. I just think it's weird.
I know. I was just saying I have a scarier one than
I
one,
just heard
the one
things
before.
When I was younger, like, just voices. And it actually spooked me out so much that I knew a guy who can see and sense ghosts.
Oh, so a medium or whatever. Medium.
Yeah, medium.
Medium. I don't know that word.
I love how you can never say it.
Yeah.
It's medium. It's not the...
So medium. It's not a large. It's just medium.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That's how I remember it.
But basically, this happened twice.
Every time you go to McDonald's, I want you to ask for a medium.
What happened was I called him over, and this happened two times because both of those times I kept hearing things, and he's like, there's no spirits in your house. What are you talking about?
Bomb, bomb.
So I'm just like, what?
Demons.
I thought you said something else.
Kicking back, cooling out on the regular.
Turned on my phone on accident. Anyways, so my scarier experience was there was one night that my friends were talking about how, like, they went to this place and it was, like, really old and all the power shut off. Now, one, it was old, and two, it was snowing. But whenever they were, like, taking a picture, you know how, like, the little box will show up on your phone?
Allegedly.
That, like, shows where your face is?
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
There were, like, two of those in the background.
The face tracking box?
Yeah, there were, like, two of those in the background. And it was, like, a flat wall behind them, so it couldn't have picked up anything. Like, it was, like, this wall, just straight flat.
Allegedly.
And then when they went up to the higher parts of it to go look around, it was... All the power instantly went off as soon as they got to the top floor.
Was there any, like,
so they pictures? Ran... No. Well, saying, there were pictures.
Been like that.
Yeah, they
there were no
picked
photos
up
on the,
like,
wall.
Oh, that's weird.
When you said pictures, I thought you meant did they take any pictures.
No.
But they ran out of there, and then they made it to the street, and all the power was off. But as soon as they, like, put their feet on the street, all the power went right back on. And so as he's telling me this, right, I, like, am, as a joke, linking up ways to kill ghosts. And as I am about to say the way, I hear pounding on my bedroom door like someone is in the house. I am freaking out at this point. And I was on the phone call with them, right, and they could hear it too. So I knew I wasn't crazy.
Crazy?
I grabbed the first thing which was a broom, and I went out there. And I was like, if you're in my house, you better get out right now. Like, I was going to attack him with a broom. And so I searched the whole house. Nobody was there.
Not even, like, your parents?
No, they were away.
Except for one thing. And one thing only.
Yeah.
Me.
It was Jay so long.
He's known you since you were younger.
Yeah, I knew the old you.
Now give it's me just stalker vibes now.
Now give me five. Oh, my back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That actually hurt.
That was loud.
Sorry, guys.
Why was it so loud that time?
I sit right back down. My back just had a really weird pain.
I thought you were talking about your ears. It was really loud for me.
No, I've heard louder music.
Wow.
Woo! Do the crickets.
The jarbled crickets. It's the purple one.
Every time Noah talks, we just need to put the crickets afterwards because I feel like we don't give any good input.
Jarbled crickets.
But you guys want to actually do an episode of my show after this, just as a joke?
I have an idea after this.
Okay.
What's your idea?
After this.
Oh, okay.
It's been running in my head.
So, we've...
got a little off topic here.
You could
there.
Say we've just been yapping.
Yeah, but that's not this show.
Tune in every Tuesday from 9:15 to 10 for Just Yapping.
Yeah.
The show.
Where we
just us three.
Did you guys hear that sound?
No. What sound?
The end of the world as we know it.
Oh, great. Noah's actually hearing the ghost in here.
I heard something go.
Probably that's from out there. Terrifying. Next episode, the ghost of WBDG.
On Indies, Giant 90.
You know, it totally
your station for variety.
It totally could have been me, because sometimes when I think I hold air in my throat, and I sometimes just go.
Yeah, it's probably you then.
Yeah, you spooky ghost boy.
What the heck, man? What'd you call me that?
Spooky ghost boy.
Oh, spooky ghost.
Boy. So the Stanley Hotel was pretty cool. Oh my gosh, dude. Should I be like those BMG videos? Just throw my body
yeah,
around?
Just like dad.
Like what's it, that guy's name that does stuff in like Blender or whatever?
I forgot.
The guy who throws himself around.
Yeah, dad. He's literally dad. That's all I know him by.
But he's
dad
really
and
funny.
Your uncle.
What?
He plays
Bob's
like
your uncle.
Characters. Bob. Bob's Burgers.
Bob's your uncle.
Uncle Grandpa.
Dude, Uncle Grandpa.
Grandpa.
I love Uncle Grandpa.
Well.
Ooh.
I'm about a mic drop on this fool.
He might not know about some of the equipment.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about it next time.
Or you could just listen to the
previous episodes. I could.
Yeah, listen to the episode
I will.
Two.
I will.
Yeah, episode two.
Okay, I'll listen to all
we
of kind of
go off script at the end and just jarble on about it.
Cool. Where am I at? Okay.
So do we have anything more to talk about?
No.
That was basically, I mean, the Stanley Hotel, that's basically it.
All right, good show. I'll see you all next week.
I'll see you next week.
It's not next week, you fool. It's next week.
2 weeks.
Wait.
He's back. Guess who's back? Never mind. Okay, bye, guys.
Oh, so there will not be an episode
for 3 weeks.
Yeah, because from the 14th to the 25th, we are not in the studio.
Yeah, so.
Fall break, baby!
Woo!
Well, that was a train wreck of a podcast, but.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I don't think Noah enjoyed it that much. We'll probably scrap all this, I feel like.
No, we won't scrap it.
It'll be a good episode, a good little nitbit.
Yeah. I'll just edit it.
A lot.
Yeah, but
keep all my lines on.
It's just the Jace.
Woo! Just me!
Good episode. Okay. Clap, clap, clap.
See you guys. See you guys on the road.